Shakespeare in Love seemed like a one-of-a-kind movie, but our movie critic Bob Mondello says a new film called Stage Beauty suggests there are other Elizabethan theater sagas worth telling.
The year is 1660, and women still aren't allowed on the English stage. Juliet, Ophelia, and Desdemona are all played by men. So when writer Samuel Pepys scribbles in his diary that the most beautiful woman on the English stage is Kynaston, he's talking about Ned Kynaston, played in the film by Billy Crudup, with stylized gestures and the personality of a true diva. But one day, Kynaston gets thrown off stride when told that someone else is playing Desdemona in a tavern, and not an actor.
An actress.
A what?
An actress.
It's a joke. It's a fake Jimmy Noakes, maybe.
I know Jimmy Noakes, and it was not Jimmy Noakes. It was not any man. It was a girl.
But it's illegal.
One did think as much.
A woman playing a woman, what's the trick in that?
The woman playing a woman, a Mrs. Hughes, turns out to be Kynaston's own dresser, Maria, and when the king hears about her illicit performance, he's intrigued enough to remove the ban on women acting, at which point Kynaston is politely apoplectic.
Just a question, as you are quite obviously going to audition today. Do you know the 5 positions of feminine subjugation?
She does not, so he demonstrates.
Well, perhaps you're more acquainted with the pose of tragic acceptance. Or the demeanor of awe and terror.
Mr. Kynaston.
How about the supplicant's clasp or the attitude of prostrate
grief? Mr. Kynaston.
Funny, you've seen me perform them 1,000 times. I thought they'd taken hold.
Mr. Kynaston.
Ah, well, now, there's a feminine gesture you seem to have managed. The stamp of girlish petulance.
Ooh, that's mean. Now, I wouldn't call Stage Beauty a great movie, but if you know anything about theater history, it sure is an interesting one. A nifty lesson in how this men-playing-women thing might have worked in an age before female impersonation was all about camp and overstatement. The film is directed by stage Shakespearean Richard Eyer, who had to create a plausible 17th century acting style in the absence of any real record of what it was like. He invented fluttery, artificial gestures that push femininity to the limit. And you think, well, okay, Othello's back then were white men in blackface, why not Kynaston as Desdemona? Then you look at the audience, all those men in curly wigs and blousy shirts with lace at the cuffs. They're easily as fancy as the women, so the suspension of disbelief becomes understandable. Now, obviously, there'll be a problem when reality intrudes. Even a guy as delicately featured as Billy Crudup won't look like a woman next to Claire Danes, who plays Mariah. So the plot has Kynaston suddenly offstage, looking on, as packed houses revel in the novelty of seeing an actress. But it turns out there's still a problem.
She's no good! I say this as a friend!
Mr. Kynaston, have you ever seen Mrs. Hughes on the stage?
I saw her audition. That was enough. Why? What's she like?
You! She does you! Every inflection, every bat of the eye, bits of business, vocal tricks.
Then she shouldn't be half bad.
Oh.
But it doesn't work!
Of course not, because it's stylized for a man. The introduction of women on stage had to have been seen at the time as a big step towards realism, though not quite as big a step as the film takes in its final reel by inventing the method a few centuries early. You can have all sorts of quibbles about Stage Beauty, its anachronisms, the way it conflates onstage gender switching with bedroom sexuality switching, but there are compensating pleasures, the way the film uses Othello, for instance, especially Desdemona's death scene, is very clever. Not Shakespeare in Love clever, perhaps, but clever enough to suggest how a stage beauty might blossom once all the world's on stage. I'm Bob Mondello.